Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and Mark Murrow is on vacation today. My guests are Alex Pierce and Sarah Shoemaker, who are the stars of UAA's forthcoming production of Singing in the Rain. It opens next Friday, not tonight, but next Friday. And you are singing in the rain. Are you doing that dance, and is it going to rain on you?
I am very excited about Singing in the Rain. It will rain on stage, which is very exciting to me. Yeah, the rain just makes it that much better. But we did take a lot of the choreography from the movie, and then there's a little bit of original moves in there. But it's either way, it's a lot of fun. It's really exciting.
Good, good. And Sarah, you're playing... What is the name of that person that you're playing? Everybody knows that movie, but
her name is Kathy Selden. But when you talk to most people, they'll be like, "Oh, Debbie Reynolds," and that's all they remember.
And you have to do some dancing and some singing too.
Yeah, a lot more singing than I anticipated, but I'm really excited. Mari Hahn has been working wonders with my voice, so I'm very appreciative of her.
Excellent, excellent. She's a very good teacher.
Oh my gosh, she's the best.
And so why would, you can, either of you can answer this, why, who changed it into a stage play? Do you know? If
That's
not?
That's a good question. I was just guessing from the script itself that it was a publishing company and that they just hired someone to copy down the, like, the whole thing.
Well, that's interesting. And how is it the same and how does it differ? Everybody's seen it, so there's no point in discussing the plot. Maybe for the one person who has never seen Singing in the Rain, you could describe the plot.
Well, I play Don Lockwood. He's kind of the star role. And he is a big movie star in the silent movie era. And, you know, everything's going really well for him. And he meets this girl, Kathy Selden, who's not very impressed with him. He doesn't think he's a real actor, and he kind of takes that to heart. He's always thought he's been this big star, and so he's kind of determined to prove himself to her. And during the film, there's kind of this switch from silent movies to the talkies, where we start adding dialogue and music to movies, which was a very new thing. And Lena Lamont, who's my co-star in most of the films, Don Lockwood's co-star, doesn't have a very nice voice, very unattractive voice. And so this transition is very difficult. And we come up with the idea to have Kathy do voiceovers for her because her voice is so much nicer. And there's a lot of conflict, a lot of fun things going on throughout. The difference between the movie and the stage version is the stage version actually has a little bit more content. There's a few more songs. I think you see a lot more of Lena Lamont in the stage version. She has plays a much bigger role, and there's just a lot of things that you can't get in the movie just because, you know, it's a stage production, so people are there with you. There's a lot more interaction, and for me, I feel like there's a lot more time to develop. Don Lockwood is a character. You can see a lot more of him as well, and that's been a great experience for me.
And for you too, Sarah?
Yeah, definitely. You can see a lot more of the characters in this, which is really awesome. And there are lots of cute things because in the movie, there's often like, here's a scene, cut, new place, new time, and you don't see how you got there. But with the stage version, you have to see all the sets move, all the people, and how it transitions, and Fran has come up with some really clever and fun ways of doing that.
Excellent. And that's why I like theater better than movies. But I seem to be a minority of one. It's because it's live and it's real and it's personal. And not that there aren't some movies that are as good as that. But, but for the most part, it's live theater is better at that kind of intimacy. And what do you like best about being these characters?
Oh, that's a hard question.
I guess for me, Don Lockwood is it was kind of hard for me to get into this character because he's the kind of guy that I would never want to be. I mean, I do dream of being an actor, but I hope that I never get to the point where I think I'm, you know, the best thing and everybody loves me, and you know, I don't want to be that big arrogant guy. And so that was very, 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 very hard for me to break into, and just trying to be this big obnoxious movie star was a very difficult thing for me. And also trying not to be Gene Kelly, but finding Don Lockwood and separating Don Lockwood from Gene Kelly.
I would say that would be the hardest thing.
That's very true. If we're just talking about characters, why I like Kathy so much is because this is going to be like my last play at UAA, and I feel it's very like almost autobiographical, I guess is the word I'd use, of my story of like continually fighting, working your way up the acting ladder, I guess. Because you always have to work to get to that spot where you feel comfortable in. And so that's why I like her so much, is because I can really connect to her. I'm like poor Alex.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest Alex Pierce and Sarah Shoemaker, who are starring in UAA's production of Singing in the Rain, which opens next Friday. And I hope it sells out.
Hope so too.
Yeah, come see it.
I would imagine that it would. It's everybody's favorite movie. They've got to go see what it looks like on the stage. Who's playing the other character, the other actress?
Lena Lamont? Danielle Rabinowitz, I believe.
Rabinovich,
yes.
I don't remember seeing her in anything. What else has she played?
She has been in, let me take a minute here. I saw her in Dog Sees God at Out North. She played.
I did too.
Lucy,
I did too.
Yes, she did a very good job in that show. I did a show with her about a year and a half ago at the Egan Center. It was Five Decades of Song and Dance. It was just a compilation of musical theater and pop pieces from the last 50 years, kind of celebrating Alaska's 50th anniversary. And that was a lot of fun. That's where I met Danielle, and you know, I really enjoy working with her.
Yeah, Danielle's a sweetheart.
Good. And how close are you to opening night? Where are your jitters?
We actually had our first full run through last night, and it went really well. I was very satisfied with it. So
yeah, it was really impressive how the cast is coming together, and it's that wonderful feeling of family.
So, Sarah, this is your last year at UAA then?
Yeah, graduating.
Good for you.
Oh, thank you.
What are you planning to do after that?
I'm actually auditioning for grad schools in February, so we'll hope that goes well.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Chicago because I've always had a nice feel of the city when I went there and visited, so I'm hoping to get into a university there and work my way up into the theater area.
you do want to continue with theater?
Yes, that's always sort of been the goal.
And Alex, are you a student at UAA?
I am a student at UAA. I'm a junior. I'll be graduating in spring 2012. And my plans after graduation are very similar to Sarah's, actually. I also want to pursue a career in theater, particularly musical theater. Right now I'm kind of more of a singer than an actor, and I'm working on my acting, trying to get it up to that level. So, but I do plan to pursue a career in musical theater. Not sure where yet. Chicago is a city that I've been looking at. I love that city. But I'm kind of open to, you know, whatever opportunities arise.
Well, I think that's all we have time for. I want to thank you for coming. And although I'm going to continue using you because you're going to help me with a calendar since Mark is gone. But I need to say your names again and thank you for being on the show, Alex and Pierce and Sarah Shoemaker. And we are talking about UAA's upcoming production of Singing in the Rain, which I can't wait. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. The Storytellers Guild of Anchorage celebrate their 15th celebration November 20th at 7 at Out North. On this date, all over the country, storytellers gather to tell stories. This is a free event. For more information, call Betty Arnett at 346-1781.
Reefer Madness, the musical, is an hilarious musical comedy adaptation of the classic 1936 anti-marijuana propaganda film. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and again at 10:30 through November 27th at the Wildberry Theater.
The Anchorage Symphony Concert on Saturday and Sunday will include a performance of Mendelssohn's incidental music for Midsummer's Night Dream, complete with actors performing parts of the Shakespeare play. For tickets and information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Cyrano's, the world premiere of Winter Bear by Anne Hanley runs until November 13th. Winter Bear is an historical fiction inspired by the life of Sidney Huntington. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Anchorage Community Theater, four short plays by Alaskans, has been held over through tomorrow night. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tickets are available online or by calling 868-4913. The plays are only suitable for mature audiences.
Auditions for Harold and Maude are coming this Monday at 6 at Cyrano's. Rehearsals will begin in December. The show will run January 20th and run through February 27th. Auditions will be cold reading from the scripts. Scripts will be available for you to check out at Cyrano's. Roles include a young man and woman 17 to 20 and men and women 40 to 60. Contact Eric Hayden at 229-0310 or Cyrano's.
UAA's theater production of Singing in the Rain begins next weekend at the UAA main stage. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-1792 or go to theater.uaa.alaska.edu. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksk.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.